Oops. Sorry, I'll wait. Excellent, thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Tuesday, March 28th City Council meeting. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. And
I guess I'll hand this thing to pass around, but it's kind of all. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next is the important roll call by the clerk.
Coke.
He's gonna.
Yeah.
Transier.
Here.
Plocher.
Yes.
Soling.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Terulis.
Here.
We have a quorum.
And for the governor's executive or emergency order extension, we will be conducting this meeting via Zoom. And because of that, we need to do roll call votes. Okay, I have no amendments to the agenda. No presentations, is that correct? Okay, we do have a public hearing, and we'll start with public hearing number one. I will open the public hearing for the proposed budget for fiscal year 2023-2024. Is there any member here in the audience that would like to comment on that? Is there any member on Zoom who would like to comment on our fiscal year 2023-2024 proposed budget? Hearing none, I close the public hearing for the proposed budget for fiscal year 2023-2024. Next, I gotta remember the proper way we need to do this. Are we reconvening or do we need a motion? How do we get this going again?
You just declared it's a public hearing that has begun. There's no vote, it's on the agenda.
Okay. So next I'm opening or declaring that New Leaf Energy Solar Farm annexation public hearing is now reopened. Is there anyone who'd like to comment? Anyone here live in person who'd like to comment? None? Is there anyone zooming in who would like to comment on the New Leaf Energy Solar Farm annexation public hearing? Hearing none, I will close the New Leaf Energy Solar Farm annexation public hearing. Thank you very much for your attendance tonight. You are always welcome for the highlights.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next, we have citizen comments on items on the agenda. Does anyone want to comment on any item on the agenda? Anyone live here? Anyone in Zoom? Moving on. We have a consent agenda for bills $1,966,469.74 for PW 2023-25 Bristol Bay grant of easement for Unit 10 development, PW 2023-27 Lake Michigan WIFIA letter of interest engineering agreement, PW 2023-29, a compact wheel loader purchase, not to exceed $86,476, and accepting a trade-in of $40,000 for a Bobcat S76 skid steer. PW 2023-30, a resolution in support of the Wyland Mayor's Challenge for Water Conservation. We've done that the last couple years, and one year we did quite well. Now I have to go to, like Paul Harvey, page two.
You're welcome.
Thank you. PW 2023-32, a Water Department Transit van purchase, a 2022 Ford Transit Connect van, not to exceed $45,730, and authorizing the staff to sell a 2003, 20 years old, Ford F-350 with snowplow through consignment with AutoSmart Inc., Oswego, Treasurer's Report for February 2023, and Admin 2023-19, the Water, Sewer, and Road Infrastructure Fee Renewal, the Ordinance for the Infrastructure Maintenance Fee for Water and Sanitary, and the Ordinance for the Motor Vehicle Tax, which is our Road Infrastructure Fee, and those that ordinance is to keep those flat for another, for the next fiscal year. And I'm looking for a motion, Mr. Merrick, and a second, Mr. Siever-Terulis. Thank you. I saw you looking over here, whether you knew it or not. Okay, roll call, please.
Coke.
Yes.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Yes.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice. Thank you all. That was a lot.
It was.
So Matt, at least you didn't have to make a motion on each one of those.
I thought about it.
Hey, whatever.
So good.
It would have taken a whole another 7 minutes or something. Okay. Oh, Merrick report. We have more stuff to purchase here. Okay. I'm looking for a motion to approve a purchase for Parks and Recreation truck purchase for $38,995.26 and for approximately a mid-May delivery, a Ford 150 2023 from Riverview Ford in, is that Oswego? Riverview? Is that what that is? Yes, okay. I'm looking for that motion, Mr. Song. And Mr. Merrick seconded. Okay, and this did not come through any committees for what reason? And I know I asked you this, but Tim?
I think it's going to go to the park board just because we had a meeting and this was, as we were doing research, since it's taken so long for us to get vehicles.
This became available pretty quickly.
It became somewhat available and it was part of the presented budget. We wanted to try to get on this as quickly as possible.
Perfect. Yeah, we have something else like that later in the meeting. Okay, questions, comments?
The only question I had is, I noticed it's got kind of a small engine. You guys aren't really pulling the truck, right?
No, we do those like a dump truck and stuff like that. So this is more going from park to park, you know, putting around parking units. Little things, cracking baseball fields, stuff like that.
Other questions? Good one. Roll call, please.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Koch?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Can we bank that for later? That second yes? Thank you very much. Well, that is the end of the first mayor's report. I might have something later, but I'm going to turn this over. Back at you here, Matty. I'm out of breath.
Excellent. I have two motions. BW 2023-26, the well number 10 and raw water main agreement, and motion to approve well number 10 and raw water main professional services agreement, design engineering, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
There's a second?
Second.
Second by Plocher. Discussion? Roll call.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Koch?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
PW 2023-28, the seal coat machine purchase. A motion to approve the purchase of a Sealmaster SP300 dual spray squeegee machine with a 28-gallon water system from Sealmaster Paving Products and Equipment of Southern Illinois. The amount not to exceed $72,265.00.
Just a second.
Second.
Second by Plocher. This does need 6 votes. Is that correct? Because it was sole source, single source. Seaver, you had some questions. Did those get answered for you?
Yeah, I have some reservations. I have past experience tells me it's a very difficult thing to take on in-house. And looking at the numbers, I can't justify it in my own mind. I'd like to see some more numbers.
What would you like to see?
Well, number of employees, where are we getting the employees to do this? What are we not going to be doing that we're doing now that we won't be doing if we're doing seal coating? So it sounds to me like we're giving up a lot of hours someplace in the budget, and I don't know where.
Bart, you had a memo on this. Are you able to answer any of these questions or not?
Not the second half of the question, which is what work would we be displacing. The budget does have, within the streets department, a few part-time employees. So there's a net increase of work hours from last year to the upcoming year. Off the top of my head, I think it's like 3,000. I think it's 3 employees for 1,000 hours each. It's at least 2, before I can remember. And without Eric here tonight, you know, I don't know if he's got it mapped out where he's got full-time guys that are going to be, you know, changing up the work schedule, or if he's planning on shifting things around and utilizing the part-time people to do some of this work, or if substitute. So that would have to be something I have to bring back.
Did he, in his memo or his email, did he state how many hours he thought?
He did. He thought that it would be between 40 and 50 hours a year.
A year or a week?
A year for three employees. So 120 to 150 hours of work. And so we had estimated that on the high end at like $120 an hour for all the pay, benefits, incidentals, things related to the project. So, $15,000 to $20,000 kind of in that range to add on to the analysis
period. So 150 hours.
150 hours, yeah.
Per plus, year.
Correct. Plus an additional, he said, 8 to 16 for maintenance.
Okay, so maybe 160, 170. Yeah. That's total hours in a year.
Just seems like it's not enough hours to me.
No, that, I don't have a problem with, your questions.
Eric, and he's not here, I understand that. He said he feels this will pay for itself. It'll allow us to do it more frequently, allow us to do even some of the bike paths, and it'll extend the longevity of the parking lots and the bike paths. So I'm going to support this. I understand if you have differences of opinion, and I also understand some of your questions. My concern is if we don't pass this tonight, and I don't know this for a fact, so I'm not trying to put words in anyone's mouth, but like we just discussed with the vehicle, equipment is so hard to get. If we wait a couple weeks to get these questions answered, will that be available? I can't answer that. That's a concern of mine. But Eric's been asking for this for a while, and I'm willing to support it. So other questions or comments? Mr. Funkhauser.
So we also have a maintenance component to this, which would be either staff or learning how to maintain this. Once we get to the point of bringing a maintenance person on board, it would be something that that person could maintain if that's within the wheelhouse. Otherwise, it's a staff, streets department staff are going to have to maintain this one. So when Eric put those numbers out there, that's not a whole lot of hours for maintenance, but there's training that goes into it that's taken away from doing things. I think great, they've got bigger maintenance. Who's doing that maintenance? Is it maintenance personnel is in the future, or do they have to do it? So I have some concerns about that. But the other is, this is, three guys are on this piece of equipment at a time. So you're taking three guys out basically for a week's worth of time throughout the year. So this is an investment that's going to get used a couple hours here, a couple hours there, maybe a day or two here or there. And then this thing's going to sit, we're going to house it, we're going to maintain it, we're going to pay for it. We're not getting a lot of use out of it. We're going to use it, but for the week of use in a year, it seems to me that outsourcing still might be beneficial just because of the fact that we're not using it full time. It's not like some of our other pieces of equipment that get used regularly. much more critical. We do our patches for the roads. We need to go out there and use our asphalt machine. Those kind of things, I see where they have benefit. This one, I'm not seeing where we're really necessarily getting the full benefit out of having it in our inventory of equipment. But I still have some reservations like Caesar does on this one.
I know Eric's analysis showed, what did he show the payback would be?
He said it would be a few years. Anecdotally, he's got a side-by-side in the packet that shows, the same amount of trails and parking lots or whatever else he's got in there, to outsource that based on quotes that EEI provided from their other towns, $70,000 or so of work each year depending on the program and what we do, and the hard cost of materials to do that would be right around $20,000. So yes, you got to factor in the cost of the equipment, soft costs of the staff hours there too, but we still think that it'll pay itself back over time, a few years. And then additionally, we've got it, we have the flexibility to schedule work when we need it, so it's more likely to be done because we can do it on moment's notice rather than having to schedule it and then press all the work into a rental period basically, which hopefully should pay for itself in this improved lifespan of trail.
So how are we doing it currently?
They are doing some outsource. They're doing it very frequently. And I do know that this is probably 10 years ago. We were having fiscal issues. We did do some of it in-house with hand tools, basically. Time sensitive. So we don't have any details on that.
Okay, so some of we outsource, some of we do in-house, and some we're just not doing?
Yeah, it's been done on an as-needed basis over the years. So the hope would be that if we did it, we'd be able to actually cycle through a rotation of normal seal coating rather than just seeing a pop-up in a capital improvement plan or a subdivision needs list and then doing it ad hoc.
Okay, and I know we've discussed with the new building and even the roads that we need to do a better job of trying to maintain our facilities, and I think this would be a great way to do it. As Bart said, a lot of this we're not doing now, and this would allow us to do what we're not doing now and do it more frequently. Craig?
Having seen how they currently do it now, they purchased a couple of totes, and they buy the bulk material to put it in the back of a truck. Open up the valve, let it pour on there, and they go with squeegees.
Our staff's doing it that way now?
The ones that they did, yeah.
So we're still using staff time then?
For some of it, yeah. We do.
Okay, so it wouldn't be necessarily a net increase of that staff time because we're already doing something now, just less efficiently.
On a unit basis, yes. I would agree with that. So I don't have any of that.
No, that's fine, but this is a good conversation. So this isn't going from 0 hours to maybe 150 hours. It's going from doing something more inefficiently to something much more efficiently.
But like Chris said about maintenance, I've worked on these machines and they're a pain in the neck to keep clean. And infrequent use is going to be the biggest pain with nozzles and everything and the tar, everything clogging up. What he's got estimated for maintenance, I don't think is enough time. And if anything dealing with tar, seal coat, anything like this sits for a period of time, it's going to be a maintenance thing.
So what are you suggesting? We just need to increase hours for maintenance? We should not do
if they're not familiar with the machine and keeping it clean, then I just see it has advantages, but it's got disadvantages as well. So I just see it being in the future a cost for your savings you're going to be spending in maintenance on.
So are you suggesting we shouldn't do this then? I'm just trying to get a feel for the group.
Without getting more information on it, I would be...
What information would you like?
What is their plans on maintaining it? Has anybody even researched maintenance on it? Do they have any idea how to keep it clean?
Go ahead.
They have done the research, and I don't know what it entails. I'm sure Eric would be able to speak to it if we wanted to table it for 2 weeks.
Let's see what happens. So. Matt, you want to do that? Just table it?
We'll
see what happens. We'll get some answers. So if you have any questions, I know Bart's taking some notes. If you have other questions, just forward them to Bart. We'll get the questions answered. And we'll vote on 2 weeks, and if it passes, we hope it's there. Otherwise, I guess we'll just be waiting longer.
Yeah, I think one thing, he's got what he thinks his net savings are on here, right? Let's just see if he still feels it's very accurate there. I think it's really what it comes down to, whether or not it's going to maintain, whether or not we've got some hours we're using more, is going to save us money. And ultimately, that's what it's going to come down to.
It's about doing the maintenance, and can you realistically extend the life of some of this. If it extends it 1 year, it's probably not worth it, but if you can extend it 5 to 10 years, it's probably worth it. So, okay, we'll bring it back in 2 weeks. That's exactly what I was going to ask for, Mr. Funkhauser. Thank you. Table to the next meeting.
Yes, please.
That was the second. We need to do a roll call. Thank you.
Terulis.
Table the next meeting. Thank you.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Koch.
Yes.
Plocher.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll go with the
bench. Funkhauser.
Aye.
Motion carries to table.
And what is the date of that meeting?
4/11.
4/11, okay.
So what you were saying is I should have put this on your incentive. Well,
okay. Excellent. Good discussion.
No further report.
Well, hey, that's very nice. Thank you. You did a fantastic job. Economic Development Committee, do you have anything? I don't know who that is. Is that?
No report.
It's not the court report.
Thank you. Where are we? Public safety?
Report.
Admin? Any ordinances you want to amend? Oh, you do? Oh, not the one you were talking about, though.
All right, this is Admin 2023-06. I'll make a motion to approve a contract for renewal of existing HMO and PPO plan to Blue Shield Blue Cross, to approve a contract with Blue Shield Blue Cross for the dental plan, to approve a contract with Dearborn National GCPS for a vision plan, to approve a contract with Blue Shield Blue Cross for the life and AED&D plans, and to authorize non-union employee contribution percentages in the amount of 10.5% for HMO coverage and 12.5% for PPO coverage, and with union employee contribution rates in the amount as authorized by the police department and public works union contract.
I'll second that.
Second, that was a lot. Would you repeat that, please? Just kidding. So just a point of order, we will vote on this first and then we'll go back to item number one.
I would like to do it in order so I have to read it twice.
I think you said item number 23-06.
It is actually 23-8.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. I skipped the fun one.
You know, it's nice when you can get him on the Robert's rules and the technical stuff.
Occasionally.
Twice right here. Okay. So it's essentially a 4% increase, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. And it's a fantastic plan. Staff loves it. I appreciate the support. Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Koch.
Yes.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Motion carries.
There was only one yes by Koch this time. Okay, now item number one, please. Do you want someone else to read that, Mr. Funkhauser? Are you discombobulated?
We have a motion.
It's just informational.
Information. No.
Is it a secret?
Oh. It is an informational. So this is the solicitors, hawkers, and itinerant merchants amendment to the ordinances.
The solicitors' information.
Yeah, it probably should have been on there for a motion and drafted. I think it came out of committee that way. So my apologies on the
Well, it's on the agenda. We can vote on it, can't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I will make a motion to approve the Admin 2023-06 ordinance amending the Yorkville City Code Title 3, Chapter 7, Section 3-7-2, solicitors, hawkers, and itinerant merchants.
Second by Soling. Oh my gosh. I've been writing these down wrong. On my notes, nothing important other than just who made the motion.
You got
the question. Okay, it sounds like y'all beat this up. Any comment, questions?
In the packet, Bart did an update from the one question that we had that was outstanding. If you would
So, as drafted and up for your approval, is the solicitor's ordinance that would solve the problem of having Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts have to register as a solicitor under our existing code. Which is what occurred a couple months back when Girl Scouts started selling their cookies and contacted us. So everything that we've talked about for the past couple months was just to solve that issue so that kids didn't have to come in and register as solicitors to go door to door and sell those things. So out of committee, the solicitor's ordinance amendment basically said anybody that's under age 14 does not have to obtain a solicitor permit. They just have to make sure that they have an adult present whenever they're going door to door. And then between 14 and 19, you do not have to go through the full background check permit process as long as you are fundraising on behalf of a school district or a nonprofit entity. And so that would allow local kids in high school and elsewhere to be able to go door to door and fundraise for different causes. And then anybody above 19 or anybody that's below 19 that isn't doing it for nonprofit reasons would have to go through and get a background check, do the solicitor's license, et cetera. So the question posed in committee was whether we could more strictly list within the ordinance specific school districts rather than just any school district. What Kathy had opined is that you could do that if you want to, but the loophole there with how we've drafted it is, you know, even a religious school that's coming in from downstate or the city, would be able to come into town and basically say they're a nonprofit, and between 14 to 19 years of age, they'd be able to go door to door and fundraise. So rather than get into which school districts we want to do and expand the language and make it more complex, I think we should just keep it as is. The likelihood of people coming in from outside of town is minimal. I have heard of it before. We have dealt with it before. But I think that's something the officers can kind of double check on and address if it comes up. So the specific problem, again, was the Girl Scouts. And everything else that's come out after that has been different variations of conversation as it relates to the age brackets and the uses. And so if you wanted to make it more explicit, you could provide direction, you could amend the motion on the table and try to do it at the meeting, but we're comfortable with it as it is, I'd recommend it.
As it is written here, not currently.
Correct.
Okay.
As it was amended in front of us.
Okay, any further questions?
So I just, from coming out of committee with this point of clarification, it addresses 99% of what we have attempted to address, with the 1% issue being out there is we wanted it to be specific for Yorkville to be allowed to solicit without any divisions. However, even though someone can come from Naperville, Aurora, Sandwich and solicit here, that's what we're trying to mitigate, it doesn't happen very often. So unless somebody wants to send it back for further discussion, I think it achieves the primary goals we needed to.
How many meetings was this discussed at committee?
20.
Too many.
So this was discussed more than one time in committee?
Yes.
Oh my.
This was several.
Something as simple as this?
Yes.
Wow. Imagine for chickens.
We want to make sure it was done correctly, and every time we did something, other issues popped up. It was a challenge.
Roll call.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Koch.
Yes.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice, Mr. Funkhauser. Thank you. Anything else? Anything else you want to report on? Park Board?
No report.
Planning and Zoning Commission?
No report.
City Council report? City Clerk's report.
No report.
Community and Liaison report. Staff report.
No reports.
Mayor's report number two.
All right.
So, a couple things. Make sure you vote next Tuesday or earlier. I know a lot of people get mail-in votes now. I'll be voting next Tuesday, so make sure you vote. And we have building update. There's nothing really on the building, is there? Nice. Okay. And nothing on the public works building at this point either? Okay. Water study update?
Nothing to report.
Excellent. Proposed budget for fiscal year, anything on that tonight?
There's no changes to the proposal. Not in case anybody has questions or they want a discussion. We will have the ordinance and the motion drafted for the next meeting for sure. We'll probably have a few minor updates like we always do. And then we still need the policy decisions on the road infrastructure fee and subdivision cluster, and then the place to be tax versus the water rate, but no other changes.
So we have a couple options. Well, one is specifically to the last two things, the different fees. None of those have to be decided for the budget to be approved. We can decide them because none of those were budgeted to go in effect May 1st. They weren't budgeted to go later in the year or next year or beyond. So that's the first point there. The second point is if you want to wait, you can wait. I'm fine either way, but if you want to vote and get done now, you can do that too. So, anyone? If you want, or wait for another meeting, I don't care. I'm just, if you want to get it done and move on.
Yeah.
Anyone?
I vote on it, but I don't think we're going to move on.
Want to wait? Then we'll wait 2 more weeks. We do have to pass in April, so it gives us 2 meetings. So, okay, we'll have there's a few tweaks we'll have next meeting?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I had a couple other things, but you know what? I'll just hold off on those at this meeting. I guess that's all I had in Mayor's report.
number two, or continue. Additional business? Citizen comments on items not on the agenda? Please step forward, state your name for the record. Don't need to give your address, just state your name, please. Thank you. Yeah, please, start with the microphone. I apologize. I like your hat, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
It's pretty slick.
Good evening. My name is Eric McRoberts. My wife, Julie McRoberts. We are new to the city council meetings here. Been in the community a little bit under 2 years now. What we can bring to the community, we want to try to build a relationship with the community, our neighbors and peers. We have a transportation logistic business. We have a nonprofit organization. I do IT. She does medical insurance. So that's who we are. I guess more so what I wanted to bring this evening is an ask. We were doing some research and wanted to propose working with the community to bring a dog park to see if that's something that the that your people would want, would embrace. We want to put it under our nonprofit sector. Like I said, to see if that's something that you know, we welcome out here. We know some of the neighboring communities. We were in Plainfield before we moved down here. They have a few. I think Oswego people have some we did not notice. Any out here in Yorkville?
So I will say a couple things. One is this public comment is typically not a give and take. It's just you give your thoughts and.
Oh, okay.
But being this your first meeting, I will say I'm intrigued by the idea. I've discussed this with staff, so I will have you get in touch with our Parks and Rec director, Mr. Evans, and I'm open to the conversation. So thank you, I appreciate
that's
it.
Great. Thank yeah. you.
And I also like your shirt, Colorado, good state.
Oh, yes.
For skiing, I like to ski, so. You wouldn't know because I'm kind of round. Thanks for coming out, I appreciate it. Other comments for items not on the agenda? No executive session, is there a motion to adjourn? Soling, Funkhauser, roll call please.
Merrick.
Aye.
Koch.
Yes.
Clocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you all.